And crash, boom, bang, we are back. And today we have quite the controversial guest. Had a lot of flack around this, and we weren't sure to bring him on, but you know. Oh, he's hit the deck. It's all right, mate. Get up. It's all right. We have someone who's a bit of a nomad, would you say? He does his own thing. He doesn't really give a fuck what you think. And
please don't speak on behalf of me.
Is Oscar Pistorius.
Thank you for having me on, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you on, mate. I know, look.
I just fell off my chair because I've taken my my spikes off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I forgot it. And I went to lean on it. And I fell off my chair. And they're quite high up, these chairs, Joe.
Yeah, they are. Well,
so it was a bit of a big fall. But
You
woke me up a little bit. And
you
I'm
actually
to,
did
to
fall.
Talk.
You committed to it, which was good to see.
Yeah, well, I had no other option.
Yeah, it was nice. So how did you get your legs cut off?
Well, it was when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I was in the backyard playing on my skateboard, and my dad was mowing the lawns.
Mm-hmm. And back in South Africa, you
in
grew
South
up?
South Africa, yeah, I grew up just in
what town?
Johannesburg.
Yeah.
I live in a place about 2 hours out drive from Johannesburg.
Jeez, that's a long way.
Yes, yes. So you wouldn't know what it's called, but
what is it called, though?
I just say Johannesburg for people overseas.
Right, yeah, fair enough. So, yeah, he was mowing the lawn.
It's called Middlesburg.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So it's similar.
Yeah.
A bit different.
Yeah.
It starts different.
Is everything end with a berg there?
A berg or a... Yeah, that I know of, yeah.
Fair
I can't enough. Think of one that doesn't end with berg, to be honest with you.
Ice?
Ice what?
Would you like some?
No, thank you.
Well, fair enough. Well, so your father was mowing the lawn?
My father was mowing the lawns and I was on my skateboard.
Was he on a ride-on mower, was he?
No, just a normal push mower.
Oh.
And this was before they had engines.
Oh, what year was this?
86.
Wow.
Before we had engines anyway. I didn't come from a very financially stable household, to be honest with you, Joy.
Did you have electricity?
We had electricity, yes, but they didn't have electric mowers back then like they do nowadays.
Right, yeah.
Petrol. Two-stroke.
Did you have...
Anyway, I was on my skateboard and I was trying out these new tricks because I was an athlete when I was younger, even especially when I had my legs.
Right. At what age were you at this
point? I was only 9.
Okay. Skateboarding at 9, all right.
Skateboarding at 9 years old, and I wasn't that much of a skateboarder, to be honest with you, Joe. I was more into my my fitness and my running and my athletics. And then I was doing the skateboarding just to muck around, but I was actually pretty good at it. I could drop into a half pipe.
Really?
Yeah, and just go full pace without...
Kickflip?
I could kickflip for sure. That's quite simple. That's a lot more simple than dropping into a half pipe, I think.
Really?
Yeah, so I could do a kickflip. I could do all that main stuff on the flat surface.
Ollie?
Yeah, I can do an ollie, yeah. But then I started getting into the half pipe, which, as you can imagine, is a bit more difficult, Joe.
Yeah, could you do tricks when you went up the half pipe? Like,
well, I wasn't at that stage yet.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
And
so,
I'm not sure if I was going to get to that stage because that's when I started getting more. It was a bit more on the line, you know. If I fell over, I could break my arm.
Yeah, yeah. Plus all the war and that. No, just kidding.
I'm not sure what you mean.
No, that's fine.
That's okay.
So
I was doing this and I went to do a grind on their gutter.
Yep.
And then I fell off and my dad ran me over, took both my legs off.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Jesus. What did he say?
He said, "Shit, son, sorry, mate, didn't mean to get your legs there." But my sister, and this is when it gets a bit controversial, because my sister, I can't really remember it, to be honest with you, Joy, because that's what happens sometimes in those traumatic experiences.
Well, yeah, you try and block it out, don't you, as much as you can.
Your body goes somewhere else, you know,
mm-hmm.
Literally on that occasion, Joy.
Well.
Because my legs come off.
Did they come out the other side of the mower?
Well, it was actually a push-on mower.
Oh, that's right.
You know, the ones, like your hand one?
Right.
So they just
must have been sharp blades.
Well, he was moving fast, but this is what gets controversial. My sister thinks that he went out of his way to do it.
Oh.
And he did a few goes.
Oh.
So they didn't come off the first go. It wasn't just a clean sweep.
Mm.
It was more of like a hack job.
Well, how was your relationship with your father up until this point?
Look, it was a bit tarnished, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why?
We just didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Like, could you give an example?
Well, he came from a generation where you really need to work. He started working pretty much by the time he could talk.
Wow.
Sometimes they have a lot of jobs back in South Africa where you don't talk yet and you're working.
Mm. Oh, you dropped your pen.
That's okay, Joy. Anyway, I was in my athletics, so my father wanted me to stop doing athletics and put time into and working.
Right, yep.
Even though I was only 9 years old at that stage.
Do you only have one sibling?
So I think he may have cut my legs off so I could stop doing athletics.
Mm.
And that is something that I think subconsciously, now that I've done the work, I think it's conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I think it was subconsciously a lot of my drive to become the best athlete, even though I didn't have my legs.
So at what point did the blades come into it? Were you legless for a bit, or did you go straight to the blades? Or
also, what? Like that elf from Lord of the Rings.
Which one? Oh, Legolas. Yeah, right. Very nice.
Thank you. And I was like your...
For how long?
I was like your dad when he met your mum.
A bit legless.
Get it?
Well, I suppose.
Sorry, mate. Did that upset you, did it?
A little bit, yeah.
Anyway, so, the blades came in at about grade 29.
What age is that in South Africa?
12.
Right.
So when I went to the bigger school, they go into these things, and I was very good at swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, mate, you'd be good at running. And I said, I can't do that.
So how are you good at swimming without legs?
My arms.
Really just really rigorous arm movement. Because
you think about it, your legs are for kicking, but they're also very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like a boy with arms.
Right, so you've kind of got down to the knee or the mid-thigh, don't you?
Yeah, mid-thigh, both ones.
So you could still kind of kick and produce a sort of a propeller under the water still.
Yes, but I didn't really do that, to be honest with you.
You just kept them still and all arms?
I just kept them still, yeah.
Right. So did you find the blades or how?
No, the blades, and I went to this representative place and they said, try these blades out. And I pretty much got the hang of them straight away, Joy.
Really?
Yeah, I was faster than most people, even with legs.
So they just, stuck them in there and you were on your way? Or?
Yeah, they just stick them into you. So your femur bone.
Yeah.
The main...
The biggest bone in the body.
The biggest bone in your body, yeah, other than my dick, Joy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sorry, I'm trying to be entertaining.
Well, that's fine, just be cordial.
I don't know what that means, Joy. Isn't that what witches used to cook kids?
No, that's a cauldron.
Okay, English is very difficult for me.
You know, cordial?
I speak Afrikaans.
Oh, can you say a word in it?
Yeah, I can. But it's a bit more like ask bit.
Right, what does that mean?
How are you, Joy?
I'm good, thank you.
Abis dir ginga.
Whoa. What does that mean?
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. Well, it all sounds pretty similar to me, to my unlearned ears, you know.
I do think it's quite simple to get the hang of, so makes sense.
That's good to know. So they stick these things in your femur bones.
They stick the blades into my leg with the femur bone.
And right away you get up and go and you're like, Jesus, this is like having legs again, or it's even better.
Yes, I was very springy when I got these blades. Because I used to just get around on like a skateboard.
Right. Yeah.
So it was kind of funny the way that worked. That's why ironic. My hands are so tough.
Because
I used to push on the gravel.
Right, just bodyboard on a skateboard. Really.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you know Geodude?
No.
Well, he's a Pokemon, Joy.
People
said I used to look like him.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, you know, over in Africa, it's a great place.
Well, just... back to, you know, when you first experienced walking on the blades.
Yes.
Were you able to, did you feel you had a bit more go than you once had? Like you could jump higher or run faster straight away?
Not initially, Joy, because it took me, although I got, I could walk quite comfortably on this, to advance to where I got to did take a lot of work.
Right.
So that was to take me a lot of work to do that. About 2 weeks.
Wow, you work quick, don't you?
Yeah, I do work quick, Joy.
Maybe
thank
it's
you.
that mentality your father tried to instill in
the working you. Mentality.
Yeah, and it just seeped in, you know, even with you maybe rebelling at a younger age.
Well, Joy, it's funny that you say that because I did a lot of inner child work, Joy.
Really?
And I actually realised that because I hated my father for a long time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I kind of blamed him for me losing my legs, to be honest with you.
Well, I can.
And I know that might sound a little bit morbid.
Well, no.
To blame my father for that, Joy?
Well, it sounded like you did it on purpose.
Well, I don't want to get into that, Joy.
That's but
listen, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I did a lot of inner child work, Joy.
Yeah.
And in that work, I found that a lot of what I thought I was what the opposite of what my father wanted me to be.
Mm.
But there was a lot of that instilled in me, nature, nurture, that mm-hmm. I realised I owed a lot of my success with and without my blades to my father,
mm-hmm.
who he already was, but also the lessons he instilled on me, although quite harsh. We can all admit that, can't we?
Well, yeah. A father will be a father even if he's, like, not even trying to be a certain way, you know what I mean?
So now for me to hate my father would be like to hate my gold medals.
Mm.
And I can't hate my gold medals, can I, Joy?
No.
Therefore, the gold helped me forgive my father.
Well, maybe you could hate them because you were a different person when you won them.
What do you mean?
The motivations to get the gold were, you know, from a different man's perspective. You know what I mean?
But I'm still Oscar.
I know.
I'm Oscar Pistorius.
You've been through a lot, and look, I don't want to go there too early, but the fact you killed your girlfriend or something like that? I mean, sorry to put it so...
That's okay. I thought it was going to come up.
Bluntly.
Because it had been 12 minutes, I maybe thought you weren't aware of it.
Well, look... So you did kill her,
before,
right?
Before we change...
I don't want to split hairs here.
Before we go into that type of stuff, Joe, can I just say I know the best way to lose weight very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to tell you the secret, Joe? This is a billion-dollar idea to lose weight.
I mean, I'd rather talk about the other thing, but yeah.
Well, no, we can talk right. about that, Joe.
No, no, go on. Tell me the weight loss secret.
A lawnmower.
It sounds painful though, Oscar.
Well, yes, it was painful, but like everything in nature, it recovers.
So, yeah, you can't really resent your father for doing that, can you? Because even though it cut you in half in a way, spiritually and physically, it's led you to the man you are today and your gold medals and now you're a murderer or a second-degree murderer or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I don't really believe in labels, Joy, except for when people call me a gold medalist.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough. So you don't, you wouldn't call
excuse
yourself,
you,
you wouldn't call, excuse me.
You do you know my favourite cricket saying? This is what me and my mates always say.
What is it?
Looks a good track, I think we'll have a bet.
Well, that's good. What does that mean?
I always like to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Why?
It's a bit of an anchor for me. But it looks a good track. I think we'll have a bet.
What does that
it's
mean?
When the two captains, Joy, mm-hmm. they get there at the start of the match and they toss the coin.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that you, not the same way that you toss yourself in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to do a bit of entertainment.
Well, that's fine.
Did you like that one?
Heads or tails, you know what I mean?
Well, I can only do heads. Get it?
Really?
Because I've got no tails.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's what legs are. They're just two tails.
True, and you can walk on them.
And you can swim.
Mm. Well, you can swim without them, apparently.
Exactly, Joy. Because when you think of a horse, they have a tail, but they don't use it to swim.
Mm. What do they use it for? Blow, sweep bugs away.
Keep bees out of their asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
That's what it is for, I actually know that.
Cool.
When I was in
Did you ever hurt anyone with your blades?
Yeah, of course, Joy.
How?
With the bottom of them, they've got little knives.
Yeah, I know, but how?
But also, even without, you imagine getting hit with a hockey stick
mm-hmm.
in the shins
mm-hmm.
as hard as you could, Joy.
That would hurt.
Exactly. I can do that with my my blades.
Yeah. Well, how you go with ice skating? Can you ice skating, just hop in there?
Yes.
And just fucking go at it?
Yes.
Are you good at...
I found that out accidentally, Joy.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the Commonwealth Games in where it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. Siberia.
Yeah. Yes, Joy. And I was walking on black ice. It's like ice, but it'll rob you.
Oh, right. Is that a little joke? Another joke?
And anyway, I went to fall over, Joy, because it was slippery.
But you went to fall over?
Yeah, I went to fall over.
Right.
On the black ice.
Yep.
But instead, I gathered myself, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I realised I was skating.
Gliding.
I could control it just the way I could when I was riding that skateboard when I was a younger man.
Really? So you're kind of a jack of all trades.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Even
they do call me the Oscar of all trades.
Even murder. Got away with that one, didn't you?
No, Joy. I actually didn't get away with it, Joy.
Really? Did you go to jail?
Yeah, justice paid its due course.
How long were you in jail?
I was in jail for about 18 years, Joy.
Are you serious? It's been that long already.
Yes, it's been that
long. Fucking hell, that's crazy.
Time's misconstrued, Joy.
Well, always. Always.
Looks a good track. I think we'll have a bet.
Well, I think so. So, all right, tell me how you murdered your girlfriend in cold blood.
Well.
Nah, tell me the official story.
Man to man, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, maybe you understand this if you've ever been in love.
Well.
But love makes you crazy, Joy.
Yes, yes.
And I was in love with this girl.
Yep.
And we got room service, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And she spoke to the guy.
What'd you get?
I think I got a kale.
Oh, healthy. What else? Is that it?
Just kale.
Just a plate of kale.
I think it was in a bowl.
Did they have the dish where they reveal it? They just pull the dish off the top and...
I'm not familiar with that word, Joy.
Dish?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we don't have that word in our African dictionary.
It just means, no, it's another
like
word.
Like plate?
Yeah, like an upside down bowl.
Like plate?
Kind of. Picture a plate and picture a bowl on top of that plate and you lift the bowl to reveal the goods within.
I can't do that. I can't visualise things, Joy.
Really? How do you think?
I'm purely physical.
No, do you have an inner monologue?
But I think in words, yes, Joy.
You do have an inner monologue?
Yes.
But
I can't imagine things.
What voice does your inner monologue have?
Do you know Ray Romano?
I do.
Well, he's got a mother, Joy.
Yep, Marie.
That is who the voice is.
Really?
Yes.
So it's quite...
I listened to her at a young age when I was in my cot.
Is that how you learn English?
That's how I learn English, yeah, off Betty White.
Yeah, off Maria. Well, you know, you can learn it off someone a lot worse, Oscar.
Yeah, exactly right, Joy.
I mean, she was a mother.
You're a very optimistic fellow.
She was family-oriented.
You're a very optimistic fellow.
Well, thank you. I'd like to hear that. Would you call yourself optimistic?
Well, you have to be when you've got no legs, Joy.
Well, when you're in jail for 18 years as well.
Exactly. That was very difficult.
How did you get through that?
And I will say they do not treat you any differently because you have got no legs in jail. You have to do everything the same.
Did they allow you to have your blades?
No.
So you were just stumps.
I was just a geo dude.
Right, yeah. So did you have your skateboard in jail? You had to... Wheelchair?
No.
Crutches? You just had to fucking crawl around, huh?
Yeah, I had to do it tough, Joy.
Jesus.
Sometimes I did not get out of bed. I won't lie to you.
Well, I feel like that myself sometimes. I'm not even in jail, Oscar.
For the first day I went in, the next morning I could hardly get out of bed. And I ended up getting out of bed and I went in. I ended up playing chess.
Ooh.
And I became the best chess player in the world.
Really? So whatever you put your mind to, you just run with.
Yeah.
Everything except
for love, Joy. I can work out everything except for love.
Well, I don't think anyone can, Oscar. I think that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, so now I don't know what to do.
What was your cellmate like in prison?
Well...
Do you remember them?
Yes, of course.
What was their name?
His name was Greg.
Greg.
Greg, he was not the bad guy. He loved cricket.
Did you two ever... Because I feel, you know, jail could get very lonesome and, you know, secluded from the world. Did you and Greg ever have a little finagle with each other?
Once again, Joe, I'm not familiar with finagle.
Is
that some type of play?
I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure why I even use that word.
Okay.
But maybe just a little bit of a touch butt with each other.
I'm also not familiar with touch butt.
Did you hide your snake in his burrow?
We weren't allowed to have pets into the jail, Gio.
You know when your dick gets real hard?
Yes, of course.
And you feel like you have to put it somewhere?
Yes.
Did you ever use Greg's mouth or deep gaping asshole?
Yes, Joe, of course.
Really?
Yes.
How'd that come about?
Well, what happened one night, Joe, is it started off very slow.
Really?
Yeah, it started off very slow.
Sounds romantic. How? What happened?
Well, it was just a sequence of things, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bottom.
Pardon you, Oscar.
Sorry, I wasn't even familiar that I did that.
That's fine. So you were on the bottom.
I was on
bottom
the
bottom bunk.
I was on the bottom bunk, Joy, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was on the bottom bunk and I would... Sorry, Joy, I just need to close my eyes.
That's fine.
Because I'm practicing because I can't visualise things.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So maybe if I close my eyes, I have to read the words.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Do what you have to do.
Okay, Joy. I was on the bottom bunk and on the... Sorry. I'm just going to tell the story, okay?
It's okay. You can get emotional. It's fine.
I'm not emotional. I'm not sure my father will listen to this.
But even if he does, what does it matter? What's he going to do? Cut your arms off? Well,
maybe. He did threaten that, Joy, yes.
Well,
if I was to be
you're
gay.
Gone without your legs, why couldn't
but
you go without
But I was in jail,
Joy,
so I do not think that I'm gay.
Okay. However you spin it.
But it looks a good track, and I think we'll have a bet.
Is that what you said to him once you when you were going to enter the forbidden region?
That's what I said about my bottom bunk.
Right.
It looks a good track. I think I'll have a bat.
Is that what you said every time before you had a bat?
No.
Okay.
But, Joy, what happened is I was sitting in my bottom bunk, and at the start I would lay there, and because I didn't have these sexual urges, as my cellmate was in there 12 months prior to my conviction.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was in there and it was probably on the second or third night, I could hear him masturbating.
Mm.
And he was masturbating and he wasn't trying to hide it from me.
Mm. Was he moaning or?
Well, he was just grunting a little bit and going like, oh yeah, that feels good.
Jesus. So he's quite vocal.
Yeah, he was quite vocal, which I'll be honest with you, Joe, at the start I found that quite repulsive.
Yeah, a bit of a turn off.
I wanted to get up there and knock his block off, to be honest with you, Joy.
Right, yeah,
but unfortunately, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And
so how did it turn?
And then after a little while, Joy, I was laying there and I got very angry with him and I did not speak to him for about 2 weeks, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was off playing chess and stuff like that. And then one night I had this sexual urge. Because it took me a while to think sexually because of what happened with my partner.
Yeah, how he killed her, yeah.
Yeah, shot her in the guts.
Yeah.
And then I was lying there and then I just bet the world chess champion.
Oh.
So I was feeling quite good with myself. And just like when I won the gold medals, I like to treat myself because I live a pretty straight regime.
Mm-hmm.
So when I excuse me, Joy.
It's all right.
When I won this chess competition or when I won a gold medal, I would have a few drinks and maybe do something a bit naughty.
Mm.
So this one night, I couldn't do much naughty because you couldn't. I was in jail.
Right, but they let you have a few drinks in jail.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So no drinking. Of
so
course.
You were just in that the mood where you just want to have a bit of.
I wanted to break away from my self.
Yeah, or from just the monotony.
I wanted to answer to the devil's lure.
Yeah. Okay. Put it poetically.
Yes. Anyway, Joy. And then I was sitting there, and Greg started masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
And then. For the first time, rather than the annoyance and the grief of it all, Joy, I felt myself becoming erect.
Oh.
And then I started masturbating.
To the thought of him doing
it? Just the energy in the room. There was the room's, there's a lot of pheromones.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. So how did it lead to him on his mouth on your...
So that happened about 2 weeks.
Yep. So that happened, and then 2 weeks later, something else.
Looks a good track. I think we'll have a bet. Sorry, I have to say that because that uses all my vowels.
No, that's fine.
And I'm not. This is my. I'm speaking in a foreign language.
Yeah, I know.
So when I say it looks a good track, I want to have a bat. That's not a blight on me. Okay.
No, that's fine. No, absolutely not.
I just want to cover those bases.
Look, just tell me how it got to the passion of the moment.
And then eventually he came down from the bed and then he was touching my leg as I did it. And I finished. And then I thought, yeah, that's a bit gross. But then as days went on, he ended up touching my balls.
Mm.
And then I put my hand back and he would do the job for me, Jai. And then after a few more months...
Was there any talking or just complete...
No talking.
Just you both weren't sure of what you were doing?
It was purely sexual pleasure.
Right.
It was not in a relationship.
And this is what? How many years into the sentence?
About 2 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Okay. And then after a little while, I kind of felt he'd probably did that just, he just tossed me off for about 3 weeks.
Yep.
And then Joy...
He was good? He had good action?
He wasn't too bad at the start. He was a bit rough.
Did you have to guide him through it?
Yeah, because I've got a foreskin, Joy.
Yeah, tight.
Which is kind of funny
mm-hmm.
because I have a foreskin and people think that I've got excess skin mm. compared to someone circumcised.
A 5 skin.
But obviously because I've got no legs, I've got heaps less skin.
Okay, yeah, true.
That's just a funny thing that we would say in the Commonwealth Games.
Mm-hmm. Was Greg circumcised?
Greg was circumcised, yes. And I almost was by the end of it because Greg was a bit rough.
Well, he sounds it.
Yeah, he was a bit rough. He was in there for some severe brutality.
Mm.
He bludged his daughter with a van.
Like hit her over the head with it?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Sounds strong.
And I'm sorry, am I allowed to mention brands on this operation?
No, sorry.
Okay, with a black shoe.
Okay.
A shoe that robs you.
Right, yeah. Here he goes.
So I'm from South Africa. I'm from the apartheid.
True. It can't be racist if you're from South Africa.
No, it's just true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so me and Gregory, I had to tell him to go from the bottom a bit more because he was pulling my skin back too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then, me and Gregory, he ended up getting, he killed himself actually, yeah.
In prison?
In prison, yeah.
What, in while you were there?
Yeah, I seen it.
Did you just see him doing it?
I saw him doing it, Joy, and I thought it was something sexual.
Why didn't you stop
him? We didn't have that relationship. We never spoke.
Right. How'd he do it? Hanging?
So we were lovers.
Yeah, well, I figured.
But yeah, he bit his tongue.
Yeah.
He bit his tongue off and then got it wedged in his throat, so he suffocated.
Jeez, that's how he did it.
Yeah, it's quite gruesome, to be honest with
it's
you.
It's quite ingenious.
Mm. That was Greg.
Yeah. So you fell in love with the man.
I fell in love with his presence, not himself.
Seems like everyone you love ends up dying, Oscar.
Well, that's not true.
Either by your hand or your love.
Everyone dies, Joy.
True, but, you know, they seem to die in some strange means when you're around.
That's a good point, Joy. You could think that I killed Greg.
That's what I'm starting to think, Oscar. Because biting your own tongue off and choking on it, I think you just swallow it, man.
When I was in prison, Joy, I made a vow to myself, Joy,
mm-hmm.
and I said that I would never lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I come here and speak to you as an honest man.
But that could be a lie.
Well, that's up to you, Joy. You can judge your character. You can judge my character from what you see, Joy. And to be honest with you, I thought we kind of got on quite well.
Well, so did I until I heard this story, because I don't believe it. I think you...
Joy, I wouldn't tell this story if I was guilty.
I think you ripped your fucking cock off and you got a bit angry and you killed him somehow. You probably cut his own... You cut his tongue off and made him choke on it.
Look, Joy, okay, I'll tell you something.
Go on.
I had just started doing archery.
Okay. Were you good?
And after a while, I became the best archer in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that, Joy, that's a long time. That's going Robin Hood.
Like that elf that we mentioned before.
Exactly.
Like you.
That's what made me do it, Joy. Mm. I wanted to be like Legolas, I even had the wig.
Right.
Anyway, so after that, I felt like doing something naughty.
Okay. Again. See, you have these stages where you always feel like doing something naughty, and it seems to me like it usually ends in murder, Oscar.